Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Brian, thank you very much. Members of the black community in West Dublin say they've no confidence in An Garda Síochána amid the ongoing fallout from the shooting of George in Kensho. The 27-year-old was shot dead by an armed Garda outside his home in Clonee last December. His family wants a public inquiry to explore the role of race in the events leading up to the killing. The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, met the Kenshos yesterday after an incident last week where George's mother was brought to the ground in a melee involving Gardaí. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan has been back to West Dublin to cover this story for us. And Barry is here now. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Claire.
So what are the latest developments then?
George in Kensho was shot multiple times by Gardaí in the garden of his family home last December. Now, officers say the shooting came after an incident at Hartstown Shopping Centre during which George in Kensho allegedly attacked a Eurospar manager and threatened Gardaí with a knife. They say he was repeatedly asked to release the knife before he was shot by a member of the armed support unit. Now, George in Kensho had mental health difficulties. His parents are originally from Nigeria, but they've been in Ireland since George was 7 years old. And almost 4 months later, they say they've lost confidence in the investigation into the shooting, this being carried out by the Garda Síochána Ombudsman Commission, or GSOC.
I mentioned at the beginning there this incident last week. What happened?
Tensions high in West Dublin in recent days, Claire, following a confrontation outside the Kensho's new home in the area. Video footage of the incident, broken up into several different parts, not telling us preceding events, shows several Gardaí involved in a confrontation with George's mother, Blessing, and a 16-year-old black youth. Several Gardaí tried to arrest the boy. Now, the boy was brought to the ground, as was Miss Enshenko, in an ensuing melee and ended up underneath Gardaí. Onlookers shouted at officers as events unfolded. Now, the boy was arrested but released without charge, and we can't identify him for legal reasons.
And we know there was a meeting yesterday evening between the Justice Minister Helen McEntee and the An Kensho family. What was said at that meeting, do we know?
Yeah, this latest incident was brought up, and it's believed the family, they outlined their concerns with the GSOC probe to the minister, including what they claim are delays in getting statements and evidence, and also that they've been told George was shot 5 times when their own post-mortem indicated 6 shots. They're also unhappy that the Garda who fired the shot remains on active duty, and with the level of information supplied to them by GSOC, the family wants a full public inquiry. Now, it's believed Helen McEntee reassured them that GSOC is independent and extra resources would be devoted towards the investigation if necessary. She also offered her condolences to the family, but George's father Francis and sister Gloria, they gave this update to report on the meeting outside their original home in Clonee last night.
What the minister said to me is that she has trust with the GSOC and they are doing a good investigation. That all I need is just have patience and wait. I said, okay.
Gloria, thank you.
Great, the TV crew back down here. When my auntie's up doing it outside your new house?
Pardon? Because we still live here, that's why.
You don't still live here,
how do you know?
This is where the incident happened. Would you please not disturb us? Please not disturb us.
Sorry, Gloria,
this family lost their son here.
Oh, I know, and I've seen it.
We feel that it's not independent. It is our expression. Due to our experiences, it is our reality.
But she's convincing me that they are going to do a proper investigation.
And we have accepted what she has said.
Now, Helen McEntee has declined to comment on the meeting, but shortly after the press event, I spoke further to George's sister, Gloria, who told me more of why the family left their house in Clonee.
He was a spirited, joyful person who loved his family, who loved his friends, who loved sports, who loved music. And him being used this way is not how he would have wanted it. This is not how we would have wanted him to have been shot and killed. This is not something we expected.
We're standing here at the outside the house and the bullet marks are still there in the window.
It's a painful reminder. It's trauma relived every day when you wake up and you walk down the stairs. It's trauma relived every single day. You wouldn't want to stay here. You can't live in your nightmare, can you? At least when you go to bed, you wake up from your nightmare, but we go to bed and we wake up and we're still living in our nightmare.
You've moved house. Why?
We've had to leave because of threats, trauma. We've had to pack up and leave our home. We can't stay here anymore. Our house has become public to everybody. We've received threats and apart from the threats, it's traumatic to stay here. This is where all the memories, this is where he died.
When you were talking to journalists, some neighbours said, why are you back? Is that symptomatic of what you're saying?
It is terrible to what we're going through, because at the end of the day, somebody has died. A life has been lost. A life has been lost, and people are asking us, why are we back here? This is where we live. This is our home. And they wouldn't have known us. They don't know us because we've been a peaceful family, but now something has occurred and all of a sudden our home doesn't feel like our home anymore. We've got hate mail, we've gotten threats, our address has been made public. We don't feel safe here. We don't feel safe here at all.
In your eulogy for George, that some people, a minority, might use this to create a war between black and white. Do you think that has happened?
I think there's so much a war anymore. I think it's just the first few days tempers were high, and those who continually seek out to try and create a divide, well, good luck to them. I believe in this community. I believe that we are strong enough to get through this and it will not escalate.
Incident last week involving a 16-year-old boy. Tensions flared again after that.
Basically slingshotted us back to January, December of what we were feeling. Just traumatic, sad. It just brought us back to what we were feeling in January. Scared, not confident, traumatized again. What do you expect from us? How do you expect we're human beings?
That incident Laurie is referring to involved her mother, Blessing. So Barry, what else did you hear about relations in the area between the Black African community and Gardaí in West Dublin?
Community leaders speak of a breakdown in communications with Gardaí. Confidence and cooperation low, they say. Tensions and emotions in recent weeks high. However, we haven't seen anything like the scenes from the aftermath of George's death, when there were a series of public order incidents in the area in late December, early January. Now, in a moment, we'll hear from George and Kensho's aunt, Grace Ann Young. But first, close family friend who knew George all his life, Albacola Ashala Shopesheyu, known locally as Bucky.
All over the world, anyone under investigation is taken out of their job, suspended at a period, until, you know, the investigation is concluded. Well, it's a shame to realize that the Gardaí is still in service. Generally now, on the way Gardaí has handled things from the beginning to the end, if this thing continues this way, people will lose trust in them. In fact, basically, the black community has lost trust in them. There's no confidence in the society, and this has to be looked into.
You're going that far, that the black community here in West Dublin have no confidence in Gardaí?
Yes. We don't have confidence in the Gardaí, and we are losing confidence in the system in totality, because we've been agitating, asking for things to be done. We haven't moved a step at all, and there's no improvement. It's saddening.
Don't speak for GSOC, but their inquiries can usually take 12 months, so this one could well be completed in half that time for the death of George.
Whatever the GSOC is doing, or whatever they do, whichever way they are going about it, I think the family has the right to be carried along. Somebody needs to give them information. When they are in the limbo right now, in total void, they don't understand what is going on. Every question being asked is not answered. There's an incident again. So how do you want them to believe or have faith in whatever process is going on? The family are still retracing that they insist on special inquiry. Secondly, we are asking for justice for George, and we want a progress in the society. We want black community to feel a sense of belonging. We want black community to be recognized as part of this society, and the government has to stand up and put action in place to effect that. Otherwise, we will be divided. And in division, there's no progress.
Grace, you're George's aunt. On that incident, first of all, last week, Blessing and Kensho ended up on the ground.
It's quite distressing. A woman like myself, she is everything to me. And look at, she's mourning her son. And now she's being put on the ground.
How would you describe the atmosphere here since George died?
We have rights, the family have rights, even the African community have rights to lose confidence in the Gardaí because of the way they have been treated. Our young lads here go out, they are scared. If they go to the shopping center, they are being monitored, they are being followed around, they are being policed around, they are walking on the streets of Dublin 15.
I know a big thing for Blessing was that it's very hard for her to go back to her home country after the death of a son, the cultural links with that.
She came with George and she will go back without George. Speaking to her, because because we are very close, knowing that we were just looking at the time that George will get married and have children, and only for us to be mourning him. It's very difficult, especially for us Africans, to lose a child. As you can see, even at the burial ground, she couldn't come there because it's not cultural. You don't bury your children. You hope for your children to bury you. And here we are, we have to bury our child. We do not want that to happen anymore. We do not want to bury our children again.
So that's George's aunt, Barry, and the Nkensho family. They also called on the Justice Minister to establish a forum between Gardaí and black and minority communities. What more can you tell us about that notion and idea?
Yeah, the Nkensho family community leaders I've spoken to say this would lead to better cooperation and help address issues of racial bias and alleged racial profiling by Gardaí. Local activists, Youth Against Racism and Inequality, carried out a survey in the area on this issue in recent weeks, and they presented it to the offices of GSOC. Miriam Poisa has been telling me more.
We surveyed 167 people, over 130 people were people of colour and travellers. 35% of people of colour and travellers said they were randomly stopped by the Gardaí. And this is in comparison to like 19% of white people who were randomly stopped by the Gardaí in a country where over 90% of the population is white, so really showing the contrast between the different communities. And 38% of people of colour and travellers who said they were randomly stopped by the Gardaí said it happened more than three times. And then in terms of like the way they felt after the interaction, 45% said they felt humiliated. We wanted to underline this to pressure the investigation to become truly independent, public, transparent, to talk to the communities, the families, and take into account the realities of racism that are experienced by people of colour.
The Gardaí would argue, say in this case or the case that happened last week, the incident, that they were simply doing their job.
There should definitely be like a recognition and training amongst the Gardaí and challenging like attitudes.
So for the Gardaí then, this is a delicate situation, clearly judging by what you heard, Barry. What are they saying?
In spite of the Nkensho's family concerns, the GSOC probe, it is making progress, and investigators have interviewed all relevant witnesses, including the Gardaí, who were at the scene of the shooting in December. Evidence is now being assessed, and in a statement, GSOC reiterated the independence of his investigation and said a family liaison officer had been appointed to the Nkensho family. But it is, as you say, a delicate situation for Gardaí in West Dublin. And Conor Lally, who's crime and security editor for the Irish Times, he gave me his appraisal of the situation.
There is a perception with this particular GSOC inquiry that there's been a very slow rate of progress, but generally these kinds of cases do take a long time. Very often the reports that are produced at the end of those inquiries don't go into a huge amount of detail, really. People who are in the position that the Nkensho family are now in, very often they're left unhappy at the ends of these sorts of GSOC inquiries. For a normal GSOC inquiry, this one appears to me to be going quite quickly, actually. If an inquiry like this came to an end within a year, that would be fair. Fast.
The Nkensho family have expressed displeasure and other members of the black community here in West Dublin with Ngorda Síochána. What are Gardaí saying privately about this?
First time a person of colour has ever been shot dead in Ireland by the guards. It's also happening against the backdrop of what's been happening in the US. Tensions, you could say, I'm not sure that they're running high, but there is frustration, and certainly the incident that happened outside the Nkensho's family home last week hasn't helped. It's really heightened the atmosphere. Gardaí are concerned, yeah, certainly Gardaí that I've spoken to are concerned. Really, while this inquiry is ongoing, if there were any other issues that occurred between younger black men and an Garda Síochána in this particular area, that would add into the tensions that are there at the moment. I think for everybody's sake, particularly for the family's sake, but also because an Garda Síochána, you know, it is a concern for them, everybody would be hoping that this GSOC inquiry would come to a conclusion as quickly as it can, and for there to be a fairly comprehensive report at the end of the inquiry.
That's the crime and security editor with the Irish Times, Conor Lally, ending Barry Lenehan's report.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.